Jesus said, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. You see, Jesus' financial forecast for earth is very bleak. But he is unreservedly bullish about investing in heaven, where every market indicator is eternally positive. I thought Randy Alcorn in his book, The Treasure Principle, had a good illustration of this. Imagine you lived in the Deep South at the very end of the Civil War, and you're wise enough to see clearly that the North is going to win. The Confederacy is doomed, and you have a lot of Confederate currency. Now, if you have any sense at all, what are you going to try to do? You're going to keep just enough Confederate money for your immediate short-term needs. And you're going to try to turn or convert the rest into the currency of the kingdom that clearly is about to be the one in control. Now, folks, shouldn't you be thinking that way as the people of God? We live right now among the kingdoms of men, and we need some of their currency to survive, but don't think short term. You, more than anybody, ought to be able to see the horizon and know that the kingdom of God is on the way and will be victorious. And it's just good sense to be prepared and to be invested in it. And the way you put your treasure in heaven is you be generous to people. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6, tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and should give generously to those in need. Always being ready to share with others whatever God has given them. And by doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of real life.